Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I saw you chatting with Brady. Was any trash? Speaking of an old soul, old folk, did you trash talk with a 42-year-old today?
What would you think, Karen?
Yes.
It was fun. You know, brought back a lot of memories just to be able to sit out there and have them, you know. They make a play, and he turns around and says, Mikey, you know, you better cover that, and, you know, you guys need to do this, and I'm sure I had plenty to say, too. So it was a lot of fun. We got a lot of respect for those guys, and we can learn a lot from the way they practice and how they operate.
Best buds, Mike Vrabel, Tom Brady, out on the same practice field this week. Said it tongue-in-cheek at the start of the week that Vrabel was going to be recruiting Tom Brady to Tennessee this entire week. I think it actually happened. I think that's what he was trying to do all week. There it is.
Yeah.
So back and forth.
You worry about
joking.
You worry about yourself.
Saw the videos yesterday. Tom Brady chatting with Mike Vrabel's wife, Jen. Saw Vrabel chatting with Tom Brady's wife, Alex Guerrero. Trainer Alex Guerrero. You saw that happening. You saw that, Hardy? You see that? That's his work wife, Alex Guerrero. His work wife.
Is Giselle here? No. Well, I'll go to the second best thing.
Now, go to his actual wife, Giselle. Remember what she was saying in Tom versus Time about him and his work life? Remember that? Have a listen. We have that queued up and ready to go today. A little something for you.
And I think he just wants, you know, he tells me I love it so much and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
Where would you go and feel appreciated and have fun every day? Where would you have fun on a day-to-day basis? Where could you go and have fun with the boss every day and sort of jaw at each other and have a back and forth every day and motivate one another? You know, your bitter rivals in college. One's a Michigan guy. One's an Ohio State guy. Close in age. Played together on the same team. Won together. And now you're doing it somewhere else.
Okay.
Tennessee.
If Tom Brady were to actually consider this.
Still wearing red, white, and blue.
If Tom Brady were to actually consider this.
Playing in a very similar looking stadium.
And think that Titans might be more fun. I think it's safe to say that Tom Brady, by no fault of his own, doesn't put enough emphasis on how much fun the winning part is. He's never known anything else.
9-win team there last year. Tom Brady goes there. I think they're 11, 12 wins easy.
Could be. Could go 8-8.
Could.
Right? How much fun are you going to be having then, being on the outside looking in on the playoffs?
It's a risk. Absolutely, it's a risk.
It's a real risk. And if that somehow factors into his decision next March, well, I just want to go somewhere where I'm respected, where I'm appreciated. Excuse me, Giselle, pardon me. Appreciated and have fun. Don't discount how much fun the winning part of it is. The guaranteed, all but guaranteed AFC East Championship and the all but guaranteed trip to the AFC Championship game is each and every year. You may think of, I'm not suggesting that Tom Brady takes it for granted. I'm suggesting that maybe he doesn't know how much fun that part of it is until it goes away.
What if playing till 45 is what Tom Brady considers fun and Tom Brady wants to ensure that he's playing till 45?
I think he can and will do that with the New England Patriots.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope you're right. I hope that is exactly how it plays out. Just saying.
But damned if Mike Vrabel isn't doing everything he can, I'm sure.
Doing his job this week.
Reestablishing that rapport.
Absolutely. No walking on the field, Tommy.
That's right.
No walking out here, buddy boy. Oh, they did. They gushed about each other all week. Yep. All they were doing. How great it was.
Come here, you old so-and-so.
Back and forth. Brady telling Vrabel, you better fix this in your defense. Better cover that up. Better stop this. Just the competitiveness. The juices. All of it, Artie. All of it.
Good jazz flowing into their rhythms, back and forth. Oh. Beetle, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Unlikely to happen. But.
Because at the end of the day, Brady's going to realize, what am I thinking about doing here? What am I really thinking about doing here? Am I really thinking about playing for the
If he's going to take free agent visits.
The Tennessee effing Titans.
If he's going to take visits, would this one be on the list?
Yep.
This one will be on the list.
I'd say it'd be the top of the list. Yeah. Need a quarterback. You know the coach. Pretty good team.
This is why we've had the mock-up of Brady in his uniform, with his Tennessee uniform.
I know a lot of the guys down here.
For a few weeks now.
Yeah.
This one is the one that we know for sure is already a ready-made situation that we know now in advance would be one that makes sense for a visit, for a discussion, for an offer. They've got the coach in place that he would like. They've got a needed quarterback. This one would make sense. They've got a team that doesn't totally suck. And that's why it would make a year in advance. We know that could be a landing spot. Now, we've speculated on some others. You know, the Rams, we've brought them up. We brought up Chicago. You know, we've brought up some other sites. Titans, though, they will be primed for a quarterback.
And they should
be. There's a connection, and I'm both sure in the front office and in the head coaching way.
They should be, and they will be doing everything they can to make themselves available and let him know.
Titan that Tom.
There's a conversation to be had here.
Tennessee Tom.
Tennessee Tom.
Tennessee Tommy. There's another team.
Go to Manning's college home. Ugh. Home state and win a title with that team.
Ugh. There's another team, though, Beetle.
What?
That has the same needs at quarterback. At least we know they will a year from now. Has the same needs at quarterback with a very familiar surrounding and front office staff and coaching environment that Tom Brady is very much familiar with.
Why don't you hang on to that and tell us who that team is?
I'll tell you right now.
No, why don't you hang on to that and tell us who that team is coming up next, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. Hardy's going to tell us who that team is.
You're going to be disappointed.
Oh, what? Yeah, what is it? I know what you're going to say then.
It's the Patriots.
Oh, that's lame answer. I thought you were going to give us another team. Tom Brady on his receivers, what he had to say on them yesterday. 617-779-0985. And I see some other suggestions on the line of where Brady could go next year. I see something else on the line too we'll get to. But also, Brady on his receivers yesterday.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I think those guys are working hard, and I think training camp's an interesting time with a lot of bodies, and there's a lot of guys in and out, and I think that's really, you know, some years you might have three guys set or four guys set. And I think this year we haven't really had that. So, you know, it's good work for the quarterback just to make a read and then make a throw. And whether we come up with it or not, like at least we're going to the right place and making a good decisive play. So there's still a lot to be gained, you know, with guys moving in and out. That's just the way it's been.
It's tick, tick, tick leading up to the beginning of the season, though. I mean, is it a situation where you're like, all right, we need to settle in and get some good work in with the guys who are going to be playing? Yeah. How do you approach it?
I mean, I don't think that's – I mean, I don't think that's really in my control. And I think for the guys who are out there, they're trying to get the work they need to do, you know. And I think there was good competitive work. You're going against Malcolm, Logan, Adderay. I mean, those are three really good corners. They got two very good safeties. So good group of linebackers, a good scheme. You know, who's ever in there has got to get the work. So that's kind of what we – it was a good couple of days.
Yeah, that's Brady yesterday. Yeah, guys are working hard. There are some years where, you know, you actually know who the guys are that are going to play receiver on the team. And then there are years like this one where we have no friggin' idea. That's what he's saying.
Well, we have an idea, but we don't know who those guys are. Still don't really recognize them. Good thing they got jerseys on. Otherwise, I wouldn't know who to throw to.
You people wonder why Brady's pissed.
Yep, that's Zoe yesterday. It's Brady. As Hardy said yesterday, he just sounds so pleasant when he talks. Just all washes over you. You know, you can get lost in that. But Brady yesterday was telling you they don't have anybody. Or they don't have it set, I should say. They don't know. He doesn't know. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out who the guys are going to be. I mean, it's Edelman, N'Keal Harry, and then who? And N'Keal Harry's a rookie. He's going to have his ups and his downs, and he's going to develop. He's not there yet. He's not ready to go yet. They got to, you know, sort of ease him in. He's a rookie.
Well, they got to ease him in. They got to make sure he's healthy.
He's back out there yesterday.
Okay. They will continue to ease him in and not do anything to that could further disrupt his health. And a couple of little hiccups here and there. I'm just adding to the point that it's not a great situation for Brady and his receivers again. It's so obnoxious, though, Beetle. Every single year, or the last two or three, we've said, oh, they could really use another receiver, could really use another guy. And it's never been more evident this year, especially with the loss of, you know, Rob Gronkowski, which was another, not a receiver, but in a way he was. He was a de facto another wide receiver for Tom Brady.
He's a pass catcher.
Pass catcher. Another year without, where you certainly could use another pass catcher.
Well, they had him last
two.
Year. They don't have him anymore.
Right.
2 years ago, they had him and they had Danny Amendola on the roster.
Right.
And they had Brandon Cooks on the roster.
Right.
Regardless of what you think about Brandon Cooks, whether he was tough enough, whether he fought for the ball enough or any of those things, he was productive. Put up numbers, caught a lot of passes. You lost a lot of production as a team.
And no indication
who's
before anybody brings him up. No indication that Josh Gordon is going to be back.
None.
In fact, the best epiphany anyone had on this was the fact that last time he got popped, it was for 5 games. Well, wait a second. He's an indefinite suspension. He hasn't even been out 5 games yet. What did it amount to last year with the week that he went out?
I don't recall.
But it's...
I don't care. He's not coming back. Every indication is he's not coming back anytime soon, and he's not in their plans. They're not planning on him coming back.
Nope.
So what is it going to be? And is it going to be a problem? Feels that way. And I think maybe he's saying as much. And Zoe dropping that in yesterday. Accidentally, maybe.
You people wonder why Brady's pissed.
Oh.
Although we kind of all assumed it, but we didn't know. Oh, he is?
Oh. Brady's pissed?
Nope.
Whoops. Whoops. Nick is in Maine. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you guys? What about Brady in Los Angeles as a Charger, not as a Ram? Just based on what your update guy said a couple minutes ago about Rivers, his situation there being kind of tentative.
I don't know what he's what's. I don't know what Rivers' situation is, but I'll play it out anyway. Because Rivers is getting older and he could retire at any point. No, because of this. Oh, actually. Possibly because of this. When are they into the new stadium? Is that next year? Are they out of that rinky-dink crap stadium by next season?
Supposed to be next year, yeah.
Oh, then maybe it would be a possibility.
It's talking about the contract?
Yeah, what's Rivers' problem now?
It's just they're going to play it out, and they'll talk after the season for a new deal. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Is he going to keep playing, though? It's always a question with him.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows if he even keeps
playing. He will be 38 this season.
Yeah, and he's got like 1,400 kids.
Well, he drives from San Diego to LA.
I know, and he's commuting from San Diego to LA every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you know what? I would have immediately said no because Brady's not going to go play in that stupid little stadium and deal with that in the and you know terrible facilities. And but the fact that they'll be in the new place, well, maybe it's a possibility. I just think that that's a poorly run team. It's always been bad. The Spanos, bad ownership, poorly run franchise. It's always been a poorly run team. That to me is one of those that I sort of cross off the list for that reason. Brady's not going to go to a crap bag organization, not at this stage of his life and career. You know, he's going to want to go to a good operation where he knows at the end of the day there's good people running the thing at the top, which is why he's ultimately probably not going to leave.
Which is ultimately why he's going to stay with and retire a member of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
And I was the maybe the first one to come around on this because I'd always said there's no way. No contract beyond this year and the house is up for sale. Okay, I'll at least consider it. And you have to consider it. Yeah, if you're lying to yourself if you say it's not a possibility. Of course it's a possibility. But in all likelihood, they will figure something out for next year and another year beyond that if he wants to play. And that will be that. He will play his career for the New England Patriots. And for everyone who wants to bring up Joe Montana or Brett Favre, everything about Brady and the Patriots has been different. It's a different situation. It is not going to follow the same script that other teams and other players have followed because everything about them has been different. No one has done what they've been able to do. So why would you expect him to take a route that someone else took? He hasn't till this point, and there's no indication that there would be any reason for him to leave. The best situation will still be for him here.
Dan is in Boston. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how we doing? Just going back to Brady chirping Vrabel. I think I read on Bleacher Report that Brady presented Vrabel with the regular season win trophy for the Titans' win over the Pats last year.
He did. He gave him a trophy yesterday in practice.
More bebopping and scatting around those two.
More back and forth. Good buddies. Just busting chops. You know? Just a little back and forth.
When did he have that thing made up? You think he called a little trophy shop there in Nashville and had him do it? Or did he bring it with him?
I don't know.
Carry on.
That doesn't answer the question.
Where the carry on bag? He made it here. Yeah, one of his minions do that for him. Keep him busy.
Was it an actual trophy or was it like an engraved spoon from Things Remembered? He had over to the mall.
Spoon.
I don't know. I don't know where he got it. But nice thought. It's the thought that counts. And I bet Vrabel has that now in his office.
Prominently displayed
for Brady's free agent visit when he comes back.
What's that all about? Well, there's a story behind that. You know who gave that to me? Oh, my good friend.
Tom Brady gave me that. He's a good friend of mine, in case you didn't know. Good friend of mine. In fact, you might be seeing a little bit more around these parts soon. Don't tell anybody.
Bring a free agent in there. Yeah, Tom Brady gave me that. You want to come play for me? I'll give you a trophy.
617-779-0985. Steve in the car. Steve.
Yeah, my thing is this, I believe, is it next year or the year after that the Pats will have more significant cap space?
It's next year, right? It's each of the next 2 years. Yeah, they have a lot of space coming up.
Yeah. So I wonder if this, the thing is even if Brady doesn't have the right receivers for this year, the cap room that they'll have for the next two, they could go out and acquire better receivers than he could go and step into in Tennessee, right? So maybe the better decision is just to stay here and finish it out.
Yeah, assuming they go and, you know, spend the cap space on that, they're going to have to pay him, too. They have cap space right now. $13 million of it. Do a deal. Get a receiver in here.
There's no reason.
Just going to catch the ball.
Unless they can't find
who's,
it.
Who's going to be the Amari Cooper of this year,
I
ask?
Is there anyone out there? And that's what I'll ask you. Is there anyone out there that would fit that bill?
I don't know yet.
Somebody available.
Someone hasn't emerged yet as that person.
That's what I say. Well, they should go get some. Well, who are they going to get? Who are they going to get?
I don't know. Let's keep an eye on who the surprise cuts are coming out of the other camps as we get to the end of the summer here.
But for that kind of, I think they're going to roll with what they've got. We've seen this so many times. You know, Josh Gordon was a late addition last year, and we saw how that worked out. It's whatever's left at this point, for the most part, is not going to be all that helpful.
Yeah, I mean, he was a late addition on a team that also had Chris Hogan, who had been here for a few years.
Nice player.
Right? I mean, not a star, but at least a guy who had been here and knew what he was doing, although he had a not-so-great year. Talk about wasting an opportunity. Oh, bags of cash. Yeah, way to go, kid. Did his agent ever get him those bags of cash, by the way? Just wondering. What's his contract paying him down there in Carolina?
We'll see him next week, right?
Yeah, what's his contract?
I think the term says something less than bags of cash.
I know that it's one
bags of ones.
$1.45 million is his contract. I mean, that's a lot of money by everyday standards. That's a ton of money for you or I.
He's got to save half of it for next year. So
I mean, that's a boatload. But for NFL receiver standards, I don't know that $1.45 million is bags of cash territory. You know, I don't know if that's backing up the Brinks truck. So I don't know if he got that. But anyway, they had Chris Hogan and they had Rob Gronkowski a year ago when they rolled with what they had. Now they've got, they don't have either of those two guys, and they are not adding Josh Gordon either. So really, you want to subtract three. You got three guys they lost there. Gordon, Hogan, Gronk. They're down those three. We got one more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150 with the fake promos.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, T-Bone. Want to congratulate the MBTA for opening up the Wollaston T station today. That's the good news on the T today. Bad news is one of their boats ran aground in the harbor. So I'd say it's like an even keel type of day there. Give the reference, the pun. Ba-dum-bump. Oh, they can't just have a single good day, can they? They can't just have a clear-cut good day.
Wollaston is just one extra stop that they're going to stop at for 5 minutes.
This is the thing I thought, too. When I saw it, I'm like, great. My T-station's back open. That's great news. Great for the neighborhood. Great for Wollaston. Love it. Awesome. The station looks beautiful. Awesome. And then I thought to myself, well, today's Friday, and they're now going to, what, shut it down for the weekend from now on? So use it today before they shut the trains off for the weekend, because now they're going to shut down the trains on the weekend to fix everything, I guess. That's what I've been reading about lately. The T. They can't have a single good day, Hardy. They can't. They haven't had a good day in what feels like years. I heard the other day on our 10th anniversary day, Felger and Maz playing back Jimmy Stewart's rant against the Olympics and the MBTA and how the MBTA would be ill-equipped to handle anything Olympic-related. And Felger was making the argument, and it would just happen to be Jimmy that day that was arguing with him, but I argued with him many a days about this very point. I said, no, we cannot handle it. We should not be entertaining the idea, and the MBTA will not be able to get up to speed on time. No shot. And he was arguing that it was only because of the snow. And I was telling him at the time, Mike, it's not because of the snow. The snow is just the latest example of their failures. It's not just the snow that have caused the breakdowns on this system. This summer has been a complete epic failure of that system. It is a spectacular disaster, Artie. And there has not been a single drop of snow from June, July, or August.
Now you say that. Okay. Now you say that.
The red line going off the tracks here. Okay. The green line derailment in Newton.
Yes.
The ship going aground today in the harbor.
All unfortunate.
I mean, now we're going to, the work is now delayed until the Christmas time or into next year. They can't find parts. The trains are going to be shut down on the weekends now. It's bad.
Look,
it's bad.
You say that, yet during the Bruins playoffs, when we were down there a lot, doing the show live on Causeway Street.
That was before it all started.
That was June.
That was before the derailment.
Okay, well, they had a bad couple of months.
Okay, they've had a bad summer.
They had a bad July.
And it's August now.
But you're saying they can't have a good day. They have plenty of good days when I utilize commuter rail and the Orange Line going back and forth, getting downtown, sometimes multiple trips a day. I would go in, come back, and then go back in using the same services, and it was phenomenal. I highly recommend it.
When it works.
The Wollaston Red Line stop was one of the selling points on somebody, one of the potential interns that sent a cover letter for a possible internship.
How's that a selling point on their?
I have a car, but I also live right next to the Wollaston Red Line stop, which makes a commute easy to your station.
Well, he's wanting his potential employer to know that I won't have any issues getting in here.
He can come through in a snowstorm, be a team player. The guy for the morning show couldn't be here. So
is that going to be running in a snowstorm?
What?
Is that going to be running in a snowstorm, that red line?
Can't rely on that. I mean, I would not put down in my resume that the red line is my reliable mode of transportation. I would not put that in there.
That is,
I have reliable transportation. It's the MBTA. Nope. I can't count on you.
But he also has a car. He's saying he's got a backup.
My backup is the car. I would say the car is the way to go. And then
the best one is just resume attached. It just says Pat's season tickets in the family. Huge sports fan. Here's my resume.
It's interesting what these kids think we want from them to make them good interns, or to think that we would believe that they would make a good intern.
Should we say sports? Should we say right now, or should we not say what it is that we want? Because if we say it and there's anyone listening, they'll just put that on there whether it's true or not.
No, don't reveal it. We're still accepting applications.
How about this? I'll keep it very general. It's not about you. It's what you can do for us.
And you have to get college credit. We have to throw half the pile away because of that.
Yes, very important.
A lot of graduates reached out.
Very important. College credit is necessary for this. Undergraduates needed. Undergraduates receiving credit is what we need.
How many do we?
And we know they don't do GPAs at Connecticut School of Broadcasting, so you don't have to lie either.
I've been hit up for a lot of those guys.
People are putting their GPA down from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Yes,
I
am a graduate. I know they don't do or maybe they've changed it. But
no, they do.
They do GPAs.
Oh, that's right. Sarge is an instructor. We had one that referenced Sarge.
Oh, boy, yeah, good. Hook him up.
617-779-0985. Mike is in North Attleboro on Patriots receivers and solutions. Mike.
If I can comment first on the delusional kid who thought the red line was a good mode of transportation, he's got something coming to him. Lived in Quincy for a long time and not reliable at all. Anyway, so I'm a Giants fan living in Minnesota now. And, you know, you guys were talking about the wide receiver issues on the Pats. The Giants have a lot of the same issues. They actually might be worse off. And somebody that I'm wondering why they're not looking at is Dez Bryant. You know, not in the prime of his career, but still a big body that can probably catch the ball. Might be of use to a team. Wanted to hear your thoughts.
2 years removed, though. Hasn't played since 2017. That's a big red flag. He never made it back into the league last year.
Why not?
Why didn't he make it back?
Right.
Because I don't think anyone thought he was capable of being any good.
Right. If he could have been of use to some team at some point, he would have been back in.
I also think he wanted real money and no one was going to give it to him. I mean, he had 69 catches this last year, which was in 2017. So he could have played, but he wanted to play and be paid, you know, like he was something special, where he's now turned into a league minimum type of player, and I don't think he's interested in playing.
No.
You know? He slowed down. He slowed down quite a bit. And so I don't think anyone was willing to pay him real money. Dez Bryant is eyeing one particular team in the event he decides to return to football, according to CBS Sports. Just a number of, when was this written? About a week ago now. He did an interview with Tiki and Tierney, and he said that it's the Saints that he's looking at. The Saints is the team that he wants to have call him. So, see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, he could end up being there, and he could end up, you know, making some contributions, but is he... Are the Patriots specifically looking for another guy who can just contribute occasionally? Is that what their real need is? And if so, there are a lot of guys that could fit that bill. You don't have to do it with Dez Bryant and pay him an exorbitant sum of money. Be nice to get somebody who becomes another favorite target for Brady to go along with Edelman. But the odds of finding that guy at this point are so slim. So if you're just looking for another set of hands, there's a lot of ways to get that.
So Dez Bryant played with the Saints last year and got hurt. But did he play in a game or was that a preseason game?
I think it was practice, wasn't it?
Did he ever make it into a game?
I don't think he did.
All right, so he never played in an actual game last year. It was before the season started.
Or it was mid-season and then he got hurt or something. It was he got hurt in practice. I remember that during the week.
He hasn't played an NFL game in 2 years, though.
He got hurt in November.
November 7, 9 weeks into the season, he agreed to
one and a quarter. The first practice, right?
$1.25 million with the Saints. 2 days after he signed,
I totally forgot about this.
Tore his Achilles.
Ah, brutal. That's why he did get someone to sign him. I completely forgot all about that incident. First practice, he went out, he ripped up his Achilles.
That's right, Tom, remember. He was there, the Dez Bryant, he was on Hard Knocks, Cleveland.
That's why it took so long for him to sign, though. So he ended up getting $1 million halfway through the season. So he was holding out for more money. So he did end up signing somewhere. And it was in like week 9.
Week 9, yep.
Ripped it up. Oh, so now he's 2 years removed from playing in a game, and he's got off a torn Achilles.
A torn Achilles in November.
At the age of like 31?
Yeah. He didn't tear his Achilles.
He's in his 30s.
Didn't tear his Achilles last August. Wasn't a year ago. It was November.
No, that's not an option. No, thanks. Yeah. Fake promos coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And today's takeaways, they are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who hopes you're having a fantastic summer. Life's a journey, not a destination. Check out their new spot in Government Center, downtown Boston. Today's takeaways, Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
It's Friday. We're going to the fake promos today. Zoe not here, but you'll be hearing his voice, I'm sure, in these takeaways.
I haven't heard promos. These.
How many we got, Jim?
7.
Ooh. Who did the vetting process? Lanny's not here today.
We had to cut one because we couldn't re-air something that was said live.
So this, oh boy, this just
out of context. It would
this
sound
just
bad.
You and Tom were the
yes.
All right, okay. Let's hear him. Right. Let's get to him. Let's go.
Middays at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
And they kicked your ass last year. Detroit kicked your ass in week 3 too. But man, at Tennessee was an eye-opening one.
So. Okay. I also think it's interesting in that the Patriots lost to this team badly last year.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
When
the
host not listening to Zoe at all.
Host not listening at all.
Not at all.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He's got a lot of coordination and he's strong, okay?
Well, how about
so does my Uncle Gilbert.
I don't know your Uncle Gilbert.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Best call of the week. Just breathing? He's an athlete.
That guy was great. That guy had a lot of information.
He
a lot of good stuff.
He was feisty. Ready to go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Somebody just...
There we go.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, a little issue there on the phones. Hello.
I'm still thinking about that guy who said, for an athlete, you got to have speed, coordination, and strength. So my first one, Christian Vasquez. Because he's so speedy?
He throws fast.
He throws fast.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Tweets from...
Joint practices with the Tennessee Titans.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Who was that?
Zach the intern.
Oh, that was good.
Yep. Zach the intern.
You know, they're going through intern resumes right now. Did you get, you guys gave him the thumbs up, right?
Yeah, we gave Cam the thumbs up, but he thought Adam Jones was the Baltimore Orioles outfielder, not the host of the night show.
Well, who's Cam? Is that the, oh, is that Kenny? Is that our intern now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kenny.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
The Blue Man Group. One blue one way, one blue the other.
Solak and Bertrand.
When did that happen? When did that happen?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember that happening.
Show's so much better when Zoe was there.
Apparently, we just let him go.
Sometimes you have to.
You just give up.
Sometimes you just have to just give up and do it.
Ugh. Give up.
Two more to go.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Boom, 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 pow. That's right. That's fireworks coming out of my mouth. Damn, Jesus, Jim.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was a live commercial. An advertiser paid good money for that.
Thousands of dollars to hear that happen. And associate it with their business that I'm sure they spent a lifetime building.
You're getting it again at 2 o'clock that way.
Generations.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Games on 4.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yes, it is.
Scott Solak from 20 years ago in that promo.
Games on 4.
Games on 4.
Game is on 4 tomorrow. Game's on 98.5, the Sports Hub tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Pre-game coverage starting at 4. I'll be with Gasper at 4. Post-game coverage with myself, Big Jim, Greg Bedard.
Sports Hub Golf Club tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Bright and early if you're on your way to the course. Check it out. Hardy will be with you bright and early tomorrow. Felger Mass coming up next. They're both out. Big Jim will take care of you with a cast of characters. Stay tuned. Bye. Have a great weekend.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. ma.org.
Noah says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Give Sarge a Sarge salute from the Town Fair Tire Studio. Felger and Maz here on 98.5, a Sports Hub simulcast, NBC Sports Boston. Once again, for what feels like the 23rd consecutive Friday, no Felger, no Maz. So you have me, Jim Murray, in the A-hole chair, Ted Johnson in the Maz chair, and the warm voice who spits hot fire, Matt McCarthy, in my normal...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Line ma.org.